Good morning and welcome. Let's make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It was interesting. It was Thursday or Friday, that I mentioned, you know, you never hear about Syria or Assad. Huh. It's like they're in the back pages somewhere, and I go, there's still like a war going on.
Yeah.
And so it is so crazy that it all came toppling down over the weekend. Isn't that weird? I had no inkling. I'm not taking credit. I know why I happened to bring it up, because I hadn't seen anything in the news lately. I'm like, you know, what's going on there? Well, I have this from The Sun out of UK. Ring of Fire, Assad's 24-year regime toppling like a house of cards, marks the end of Iran's ring of fire around Israel, according to experts. So he has left the country and has been granted asylum in Russia, he and his family. Bashar al-Assad's brutal regime has collapsed. It not only marks the end of one of the most brutal dictatorships in the modern Middle East, it also signals the unraveling of Iran's ring of fire encircling Israel. Very interesting how things are happening. And I believe this is going to end up being a good thing, but anytime you have this kind of chaos and loss of leadership, you don't know what's going to fill the vacuum, so to speak. The rebellion, a broad coalition of opposition forces, launching a lightning offensive on November 27th, I guess was the beginning of it. Key cities fell quickly, and then rebels entered the capital, Damascus. Assad fled by air and granted asylum by his pal, Vladimir Putin.
No surprise there.
Now, it comes as an apparent Russian conspiracy to distribute false news about an al-Assad aircraft accident had been exposed. They were trying to cover his running away to Russia. They tried to have a cover story that he died in a plane crash or something. But that didn't last long. That didn't work. Oh, now, apparently, in the guest house, you know who's disgruntled? Steven Seagal's like, dude, I'm already here, man. I'm like, I'm Putin's pool boy.
What's your buddy going to do?
Yeah. I guess you can work in the garden, but the pool's mine.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. The Ukrainian Center for Strategic Communication Information claimed on X that Russia, quote unquote, hit their trail in assisting al-Assad's escape by circulating fake claims that he died in a crash. It marked the disintegration of a longstanding Iranian and Russian strategy in the region. And I think I was commenting on this Thursday or Friday before I even knew that it was falling apart. I said, how are they able to hang on for so long? I thought Assad was going to be gone, well, at the very latest, and Trump's first term. But it just didn't happen. But I guess this is a good thing. We'll continue to follow it and see what it all means. President-elect Donald Trump said Sunday on Meet the Press, once he's in office, he's not going to appoint a special prosecutor to go after Joe Biden. And in fact, this is part of what he said.
I'm really looking to make our country successful. I'm not looking to go back into the past. I'm looking to make our country successful. Retribution will be through success.
I like that.
I do, too. Yeah. Here's how you do it. Stand back. Right? Hold my golf ball. Hold my tee. This is how it's done, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's fine with me. Look, here's the problem. You don't want people to continue to get away with what they're getting away with. And clearly they were up to no good. I don't know anybody who could put up a decent argument. You had 27 shell companies for a reason. You're taking in millions of dollars, but you don't produce any sort of product. You don't even claim that you're doing consulting work. I mean, you have nothing. So, yeah, there's definitely something there. Going after the elderly man with a poor memory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. But when are we ever going to have a point where you say, hey, if you engage in this kind of behavior, there's going to be a price to pay. Otherwise, you're just going to see more of this behavior. Hey, if you can outlast it for the most part, you know, become an old person, then, you know, pretty much let it go. What are your thoughts?
Well, think about it with Hillary. Think about how long ago that was. And that's just in our recent history. But you asked the question, how long are we going to let this keep going? We let her off the hook.
We
always do. I mean, it's kind of like that's the status quo. We're moving on. We're not going to live in the past. But the fact is, they're getting by with so much, and we don't ever see anything come back on them. That's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's we're obviously being played at several different levels. That's part of the reason why there's some level of panic that Donald Trump's coming to town, because they all have their little trough that like to feed at. So here's part of the interview as well that he had with Kristen Welker. Let's talk about some of the folks. You named Kash Patel, next FBI director. And he said, yes. He has a list in his book of 60 people that he calls so-called part of the deep state. Includes Democrats like Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, former members of your cabinet, Bill Barr, Christopher Wray. You campaigned on destroying the deep state. Do you want Kash Patel to launch investigations into the people on that list? He said, no. I mean, he's going to do what he thinks is right. Well, do you think that's right? And Trump was interrupted, so he just continued. He said, and I will. Do you think that's right, sir? If they think that somebody was dishonest or crooked or a corrupt politician, I think he probably has an obligation to do it. So you're going to direct him to do it? No, not at all. We have two great people that we have him. We have Pam, and Pam Bondi has been like a rocket ship. She's very popular, very good, very fair. Kash Patel is very fair. I tell you, I thought Kash may be difficult because he's, you know, a strong conservative voice. And I don't know anybody that's not singing his praises. The other day I was watching and Trey Gowdy, who's a moderate person, very smart and very respected in the party. He's Kash's biggest fan. This is the most misunderstood man in politics. He's great, he said. Yep.
Hmm.
So Trump's not going to go after Biden. Kash Patel perhaps might.
Well, he kept trying to make the point, I'm going to let them do their job.
Right.
But they want to put it back on Trump.
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you going after them? Yeah.
He got the invite and he RSVP'd. Big time Middle Eastern guests at the inauguration.
Oh.
Details on the way. It is 6:16. It is Monday. We're going to make it great. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:21. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The manslaughter charge dismissed against Daniel Penny, but it's not over yet, and the jury will be back again today. And we also have the Prime Minister Netanyahu. I thought for sure RSVPs were in. He would be at the swearing-in of President Trump. However, he actually has some testimony to give in his own criminal trial. So they would probably need a break in that for him to be able to take off and go to the inauguration. He is invited. He wants to go. We'll see if they can work that out. And then Shaq Daddy, Shaquille O'Neal, was in town for the holiday parade here in Gainesville. He served as the Grand Marshal. And not only that, but remember, it was years ago that he got together with our friend Bobby and GPD, and we call him Basketball Cop, and they kicked off a huge program that was very successful. And Shaq kind of reunited with some of these young, you know, there were young kids at the time, and for some that apparently had followed through with promises and listened to what Shaq had to say way back when, were rewarded with brand new cars.
That's what they're going to get. That's what he says.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's nothing in it for him, as far as I know. He just He's doing it because, well, that's the kind of guy he is, and he's able to do it. And
it's awesome to see.
Some of these young people apparently really have done well since they first get to meet and play some basketball.
That's pretty cool.
With the Shaq Daddy. Yeah, it is very cool. I love an upbeat story, and trust me, we need as many as we can get.
Well, I just think the whole thing started when Officer Bobby White took a call of, these kids are in the street making all kinds of noise. They're disturbing us or whatever. And we were playing basketball. He showed up, and instead of yelling at him and being, oh, the bad cop, played basketball with him. And that's how the whole thing started.
And then Shaq caught wind of it, and they were able to, well, invite him to come. Yes. He was all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And, yeah, then they raised, I don't know how much money for, portable basketball courts and basketball so that kids could get together and play basketball. And it's great when you can do it, like, right in your neighborhood. Parents can keep an eye on the kids, and they can have fun right there on the street.
And stay out of trouble.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, that's a great story. And apparently, President-elect Donald Trump announced Sunday that his personal lawyer, Alina Haba, she is going to serve as counselor to the president in his upcoming second term. And you might have seen her. She is hard to miss. She is, now, if she's as smart as she is attractive, and I think she is, let's just say she's pretty smart, and we'll just leave it at that. But
yes, she is.
Yeah. And apparently just a go-getter, hard worker. She's only 40 years old. She earned her law degree back in 2010. She was an attorney for Trump in the defamation lawsuit brought against her by her client in New York City by advice columnist E. Jean Carroll. So, yeah, you've probably seen her before. I believe that's a good pick. And then you've got RFK Jr. He is going to bring there's going to be controversy. President-elect Donald Trump revealed that he was open to RFK Jr. looking into a possible link between vaccines and autism. During an interview, Meet the Press, which we would probably refer to more than a couple times this morning with Kristen Welker, Trump was asked if he wanted to see childhood vaccines eliminated. Well, he admitted that if the vaccines are dangerous for the children, he'd want to see them eliminated, and noted that if you go back 25 years, autism was almost non-existent. I don't know if 25 years is the number, but it sure seems like either there's a lot more cases than there used to be, or perhaps we're better at diagnosing it, or we're far more aware of it, but it does seem like there's more. And why not? Hey, look, if there's not a link, there's not. Let's eliminate that as any possibility. And it's hard because, you know, the vaccine makers are not going to do the studies. You wouldn't want them to do the studies. So we'll see. And Welker said, sir, going back 25 years, studies show there is no link between vaccines and autism. Yet it sounds like you are open to the possibility of him looking into getting rid of them. I'm open to anything, he says. I think somebody has to find out. If you go back 25 years, you had very little autism. Well, they say because they're better at identifying it, she said. Sean Moran from Breitbart reported, Kennedy, who was nominated by Trump to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, has been critical of childhood vaccination schedules. Yeah, I mean, maybe there are some things, and maybe only a few kids react, but why not look into it?
Sure.
Why not look into everything? I mean, isn't that science? Constantly questioning it? And then, yeah, who's done all these studies that show there's not a link? Yeah, I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. I know how it works. Follow the money, and if you don't think there's influence, I had this conversation with my beautiful, awesome daughter, Rihanna, who's now a PA, and she was actually working as a study coordinator, helping to oversee some of this kind of research that was done. And I said, the research can be tainted. Outcomes can actually be changed or tainted after the scientists or researchers, you know, finished their part of it or whatever. And she was pretty skeptical of what I said. And I think she sees it slightly differently now. Maybe not. She's not at the same point I am about it, but realizes, yes, there is a lot of influencing factor when it comes to money. I said, they're not even going to write you the grant to do the research unless they unless they hint around a sort of a predetermined endpoint.
I mean, there's a goal? I mean, what?
I'm not going to go any further on it because...
You don't have to.
Well, people get irritated, but...
It's look, true.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All right. All the Florida teams, NFL teams, won. Yep. The Bucs won. The Dolphins won. Wow, what a game that was. The Jags even won. Wow. So now they're now tied. I think it's the worst team.
Oh, wow.
All right. Take what you can get, right? And there's some bowl game announcements as well. I'll share all that with you. It's all coming up. It's 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're trying to make Mondays great. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. Wherever you normally download your podcast, just click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety.
And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yes. Another day in paradise begins. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Monday, we're going to make it great indeed. All right, so you've got this trial of Daniel Penny. He's a 25-year-old former Marine who on the subway subdued a man utilizing a chokehold. A man later ended up dying. Now, the police were quite happy with Daniel Penny's reasoning behind it when they first interviewed him, and he was good to go. But there was some public outrage. Not overwhelming public outrage, just a few squeaky wheels, but enough to get the folks involved in the DA's office. Yep. And then they tried to, you know, play the racial card. He's a white guy. The guy Neely that died, Jordan Neely, is a black man. And Penny placed Neely in a chokehold for several minutes, then let it go. He later died, though he was still alive when police arrived. All right, so Penny was charged swiftly last year, partly because of racial politics. And the aggressor was both black and homeless. However, many members of the public believe he was a good Samaritan, acting to defend fellow passengers. All right. The Manhattan jury could not reach a verdict after deliberating for several days, and even after receiving what is called an Allen charge, an instruction to reach a unanimous verdict of guilty or not guilty, if that is possible. The defense wanted the judge to declare a mistrial, but prosecutors moved that the manslaughter charge could be dismissed, urging the judge to allow the jury to consider a lesser included charge of negligent homicide. And as PBS explained, under New York state law, manslaughter requires proving a defendant recklessly caused another person's death carries up to 15 years. Criminally negligent homicide involves engaging in serious blameworthy conduct while not perceiving such a risk, and carries punishments ranging from probation to up to 4 years in prison. Typically, juries can consider such a lesser charge when finding a defendant not guilty of the higher one. But they didn't find him not guilty of the higher one. They were deadlocked and couldn't find him guilty or not guilty. So that complicates it. The judge thinks he's on solid legal ground and will be given instructions again today when the jury's assembled to tell them to look at this lesser charge. And, you know, here's the thing. The prosecution, this never should have gone to trial, but it has. And then they've done everything they can to get this guy. It's clear that's what's going on here. And when the jury had trouble with the one charge, they go, oh, we'll do the lesser charge. And I know what they're what they're trying to push for is to say, you know, it does, you know, he might get a very, very small punishment. He might just get probation.
How about he shouldn't get any punishment?
Well, again,
how about he should be
shouldn't have gone to trial?
Accolades for being a hero. That's what he should get.
It's look, this is the message they're sending is don't stick up for anybody else.
Wow.
Just take it and let other people be beaten in front of you or whatever and don't try to help.
Wow. That's a terrible message to send to society.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, look, there's cases like this where, you know, it's not that clear exactly what occurred. But in this case, it is clear. And witnesses made it even clearer. There was no reason for a case to begin with.
Mm-mm.
And this guy, Neely, has an extensive arrest record and he's several violent crimes. In fact, he was out on a warrant or there was a warrant for him, a bench warrant, because he attacked a 67-year-old woman on the subway platform. So, yeah, this was not a good guy. No, he didn't deserve to die. But part of it is, did he really die from the chokehold, or was it poor health and being under the influence of some kind of synthetic marijuana also contribute? This would be a, in my opinion, miscarriage of justice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. And then you've got hip-hop legend Jay-Z being accused of allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl with Sean Diddy Combs at a VMA's after party in New York 2 decades ago. The alleged victim, only identified as Jane Doe, leveled the disturbing allegations in a newly refiled civil lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York on Sunday. The complaint was originally filed in October against Combs, but has since been amended to include Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter. Carter, though, lashed out at the allegations late Sunday, claiming in a statement that the alleged victim's lawyer refiled the complaint only after allegedly trying to blackmail him first.
Ooh.
It's a disturbing story all the way around.
Yeah.
In court papers, the alleged teen victim claims she was attacked by Combs and Carter at the drug-fueled house party in September 2000 after the VMA show at Radio City Music Hall as an unnamed female celebrity watched. The girl claimed the alleged attack unfolded after she had one drink that left her feeling woozy and lightheaded. Look for a place to rest. Plaintiff entered what she believed to be an empty bedroom so she could lie down for a moment. Soon after, according to her, Combs entered the room along with defendant Carter and a female celebrity. The plaintiff immediately recognized all three. Okay, so again, did the lawyer really attempt to squeeze him for cash?
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is a house party after awards. So this is a late night, I'm assuming some level of private party if all these stars are going to be there. And and this girl is 13?
So who is she there with? Why is she allowed to drink anything?
Who gave her an alcoholic beverage?
Exactly.
Let alone whatever could have been in it.
Yeah, more questions than answers here.
Yeah. Now, this is not to, make up for what appears to be a very long pattern of bad behavior on their part.
Right.
It is 6:45. It is Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ten minutes till 7 o'clock. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Grand Marshal for the Gainesville Parade that happened on Saturday. Shaquille O'Neal went on and awarded three cars to some students that he played basketball with when the original basketball cop program, Bobby White and everybody in Shaq came to town and all that. When that initially occurred, he had conversation with some of these young kids and made some agreements or promises. And apparently there were three that really followed through. So Shaq's following through and giving them each a brand new car.
It's a brand new car.
Yeah, and there's one for you and you and you.
Right.
And the rest of you were just naughty. There'll be coal in your stock.
Wow.
No, I have no idea. All right, so what else do we have going on? Gators are in the in a bowl game. They're going to play Tulane, Gasparilla Bowl. That'll be in Tampa Friday the 20th. And then you got Miami and Iowa State playing the 28th Pop-Tart Bowl. That's right. Cinnamon is the best flavor ever.
What a top three, though.
Probably cinnamon. What's everybody else's favorite?
Well, easy ones for me. I love the chocolate fudge. And I love the strawberry with the sprinkles.
Sprinkles, yeah. Uh-huh. That would be my number two.
Cinnamon would be third.
Now, cinnamon's number one and for me. Yeah. If that's it. Only two.
Yeah.
But if there's some laying there and they're fresh.
Hey, they're a fair game.
I'll eat them, no doubt.
I haven't had Pop-Tarts in a while. But I tell you, the last time I had some, my thought was, these are thinner than they used to be, and there's even less filling than there used to be.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while, so I wonder if that'll be the same deal.
I think you need to go get some and do your research and get back to me on that, them in, and I will help with the research.
I appreciate that in the effort. I was on a eat way too much food kind of weekend.
Oh, really?
Well, for one thing, went to Angels yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good burgers.
And had to have the Samson burger, which I showed great constraint. I didn't have the Goliath, which is three patties. Only had two patties.
They got good food.
They do. And, they've been doing it for a while.
Something
it's the oldest diner in Florida.
I do. And they'll tell you that when you're there.
Or you'll see it on the sign.
Yeah, that's true. It's a great, great little place if you've never been there. We went to Skawala's Friday night and loved their food. But I did good. When my order arrives, I ask for a to-go box then, and I put half of it in the to-go box, and I scootered away, and then I ate it Saturday.
You're a good boy.
Well, I was that time.
Yeah. I have self-discipline, and then not so much.
It happens.
Yeah, but I got to get back on track. Hey, you want to hear something cool?
I do.
The old coach is now the new coach coming back to UCF. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's Scott Frost.
Looky there.
Get it?
Just in time
get
for
it
Christmas.
Cool?
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
cool.
Uh-huh.
You get it?
Yes.
Or the rest of the league, you know what they have.
What do they have?
Frost warnings. Get it?
Yes, we get it. You have to explain it.
Yeah, the coffee's finally kicking in, brothers and sisters, indeed.
You've been warned.
January 6th committee, Trump says... Guillotine! Off with their heads! What? He was thinking that, but he didn't actually say it out loud. Right. He did say on Meet the Press, under, Kristen Welker, who hosts it, and asked about January 6th committee. Oh, he said they should burn in hell. I mean, they should go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't like to break it apart. So you think Liz Cheney should go to jail for what they did? Everyone on the committee, you think? I think everybody should go to jail. Mm. Yep. Anybody that voted in favor? Are you going to direct your FBI director? No. And your attorney general to send them to jail? No, not at all. I think that they'll have to look at that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to focus on drill, baby, drill.
Nice.
And to which... Kristen Welker had to fan herself because that shocking news of destroying the planet was just overwhelming to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to drill, baby, drill. Hey, he's got people to do that.
Yeah.
Was the law followed or not? Look, I know it was an ugly scenario behind the scenes of that January 6th. How much will, we really get out there on the table and we'll be able to see in transparency? I think more so with the Trumpster and the people that he's put around him, more so than we would ever have seen under anyone else.
Well, that's true.
That I feel confident about. All righty. We've got more to talk about. Tim Walz, that old knucklehead. What's he up to these days? We'll find out. Oh, and Adam Shifty Schiff, kicking it into high gear to beat everybody else so he can get the seat there in the Senate. And there's a little more to it. 97.3 The Sky.